It is the radio segment that's water just broke.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Looks like there's a baby laser stories on the way.
Yay. Oh, congratulations.
Laser stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of Clearwater, Florida. There's a 38-year-old woman named Crystal Graham, and last week she and her boyfriend got into an argument. Apparently, he was playing the TV too loud while she was trying to sleep.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Rude.
She asked him to turn it down, but he refused because he wanted to hear the sports announcers.
Mm. Okay, I can understand that.
So things escalated from there, and at one point, Crystal walked over to their artificial Christmas tree, broke it, and started throwing sections of the tree at her boyfriend.
Tree.
That's impressive.
Then she grabbed some of the broken plastic branches and started whipping him with them.
The spirit of Christmas we were missing this holiday season.
He wound up with several scratches and cuts on his face, neck, and stomach area, so he called the cops, and Crystal was arrested for domestic battery and assault with a deadly weapon.
Mm.
Are you kidding me?
Is a deadly weapon.
A Christmas tree?
Yep.
Hey.
Dang, what a way to go.
It's the first known case of somebody using a Christmas tree as a weapon. First known case, though. I guarantee you it's happened at trailer parks all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
This next laser story is out of Austin, Texas. 21-year-old Samuel Hemmett works at a Taco Bell in downtown Austin, and he was working the drive-thru over the weekend, and at around 5:40 p.m., somebody pulled up and tried to order a Crunchwrap Supreme using the drive-thru speaker.
Tasty.
Okay. I love those.
Sounds but good.
Apparently, Samuel couldn't hear because he had to keep asking what the driver wanted from the menu over and over.
Ugh.
The customer even asked, "Can you not hear me?" And that's when Samuel began cursing over the loudspeaker.
What? Oh, dude.
Eventually, he yelled, quote, "Why don't you pull to the window and I'll show you what I have for you."
What?
Not Samuel's their fault. The speaker's not working, Samuel.
He doesn't even know it's a threat. He's like, okay, that's all I wanted, sir.
So the driver pulled up, and that's when Samuel was there holding a giant black machete.
What? Oh, my God.
Oh, no. What?
I don't know if that's standard at Taco Bell's that they have a machete in the back, but
right?
I'm guessing he brought that to work.
It's part of their uniform, isn't it?
Security footage from the drive-thru window shows him swing the machete at the customer's truck several times and strike the driver's side mirror twice before the driver sped off.
Dude, he could have killed the guy.
The video also shows Samuel tossing the machete in a nearby dumpster after the customer drove away.
Wait, they're not going to catch you?
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
It wasn't me.
Afterwards, police were called to the scene and found the 18-inch machete in a dumpster, so they arrested Samuel.
Yeah.
He's being charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and he's been demoted, I'm sure, to dishwasher.
They still don't fire him?
Yeah. This next leisure story is out of China. Last month, a 22-year-old man named Jing Maobing visited a BMW dealership and expressed interest in buying the new dark blue BMW 3 Series.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody's got some money.
Staff says he seemed pretty excited and told one salesman that his father had promised to buy him a nice car as a reward for getting his driver's license.
Oh, he's like a kid.
Oh, man, that's a nice first car.
But when G called up his dad to tell him which car he wanted, his dad said no, and that's when G got angry.
Entitled child. Don't say no.
After hanging up the phone, the 22-year-old went into a rage and started screaming, and then he grabbed a pair of car keys and proceeded to make a long, deep scratch on the back of the blue sedan that he wanted.
No.
So he keyed the car.
He's 22 years old and literally throwing a tantrum.
Yeah.
A showroom salesman called the police immediately, and when they showed up to confront him, he told them that he scratched the car on purpose so his dad would have no choice but to pay for it.
Are you little?
It's not like you have to buy the car now. That's not how car sales work. You're just going to have to fix the scratch.
Like, I just pay a grand to get it fixed.
I don't think that happens like that. But what G didn't realize is that purposely damaging the dealership's property before he owns a vehicle is a crime. He was arrested and brought into custody. The case is still under investigation. It's unclear, though, if he ended up buying the car or not.
Wouldn't it be
probably
funny?
Based on that kid's reaction, he probably did buy the car.
His dad bailed him out.
His dad already had the car and was just trying to surprise him at home.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing if he keyed his own car. This next laser story is out of Australia. A recent survey of over 2,000 parents found that 77% of men and 65% of women have a very high opinion of their own driving skills.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm
surprised that's not higher.
I think I'm like the best driver on the road.
So researchers at the University of Queensland decided to put that to the test by studying their driving prowess in three different scenarios: driving around all by themselves, driving in the car with a child, and driving with a $10 sweet pastry in the passenger seat.
Like a cake or something?
I would treat that like a baby.
Now, you would think that these parents would drive their safest with a child in the car, but the study found 95% of drivers improved their skills when they were driving the pastry.
No way!
Not the kid.
I was kidding! Oh my God!
They braked more smoothly, turned corners more cautiously, were nicer to other drivers, and were less distracted by their phones. One of the researchers said, quote, "When people first learn to drive, it's a skill that requires a lot of attention, but as we become more experienced, we just go on autopilot." And she explained that even our kids can become part of the routine. However, something like a delicious pastry on the seat is out of the ordinary, and it snaps you out of autopilot mode.
That's true!
So, cakes for everyone save lives?
Yeah,
like
always
that,
travel
you know?
With dessert.
Plus, they're kids. They're going to get dents, you know? You don't want that pastry to get dented.
Yeah, that's true.
The study even inspired a safety holiday travel ad campaign that's currently airing all over Australia, begging drivers to, quote, protect what's precious and drive safely during the holidays.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, the kids are insured. The pastry's not insured.
Exactly.
So
this next laser story is out of Evolution Central. Scientists from the University of Milan tried to figure out the answer to one of the age-old questions. Why do humans smile?
Wow, good question. I like it, but why do we do it?
And shocker, it turns out it's for the same reason that we do everything else. To get a little action.
Oh.
Really?
Yep.
Wait, so when we smile at each other,
we're just trying to mate with anybody who's walking by us.
They studied genes from the Neanderthals and found that our ancient ancestors smiled to show that they weren't being aggressive, which helped them attract other non-threatening Neanderthals.
Oh.
Hey, come over here, big Neanderthal daddy.
Yeah.
And because one Neanderthal who smiled got it on with another Neanderthal who smiled, they passed on the ability to smile to their babies, and eventually it became a universal ability that all humans have today.
So when a baby smiles at me, I'm like, quit hitting on me, you little jerk.
Pervert? Jeez. And now we've kept the ability to smile, not just for sexual purposes, but for every circumstance where we want to make it clear that we're being friendly and not aggressive.
Wow, that's amazing.
The whole reason we started smiling was just to get a little action.
Makes sense.
Well, it turns out you don't have to smile to convince a shoe to get free. It'll do it without a smile, doesn't care. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. He's definitely smiling.
Oh, yeah.
Which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Friday.